亲爱的朋友，你们好，这里是大卫弟兄。在今天的节目里，我们将要继续播放爱德华·米勒牧师耶稣显明神系列。今天信息的题目是他能赦罪，让我们一起来分享。
哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，阿门，阿门，哈利路亚，阿门，哈利路亚，阿门，哈利路亚，阿门，哈利路亚，阿门，哈利路亚，阿门。Hallelujah, hallelujah, 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 amen, amen, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah.Hallelujah, amen. Once more, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 amen, amen.Hallelujah, amen, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah, amen.
Hallelujah is a very extraordinary word.
Hallelujah 是一个很不寻常的字。
In all languages, it's the same.
在所有的语言当中都是一样的。
Go to any town.Way over in India or way over in Africa or someplace. And say,
不管是哪一个国家，不管是在非洲。
Is anybody here the Hallelujah people? And they always tell you yes, they're over there somewhere.
还是在印度，只要你问人家说有没有 Hallelujah 的人，他们就说哦，在哪一个地方。
It's one of the words that they use in heaven.
这是他们在天上用的字。
You read that in the scripture.
这在圣经里面你可以读到的。
And the interesting thing about it.
关于它有一件很有趣的事情。
Literally it means.
它实际上的意思就是赞美主。
It's translated literally and means praise the Lord.
按字义上来翻，意思就是赞美主。
But it's a word that's bigger than that.
但是这个字的意思比它还要大。
It's a word that means anything you want it to mean.
这字的意思，你要把它当做什么意思，它就是什么意思。
If you can't think of anything else, then hallelujah.
如果你不能够想到别的，你就 hallelujah.
That's why preachers use it a lot.
这就是为什么传道人用这个用的很多。
They can't think of anything else to say, so.
他们想不到其他东西可以说了。
While they're saying hallelujah, they give the brain a chance to catch up.
所以当他们讲 hallelujah 的时候，就让他们的脑袋能够稍微赶上一下。
They're going around all that.Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
所以他们就一直讲 hallelujah, hallelujah.
It means anything.
这可以意思是任何意思都可以。
Because lots of times our heart wants to say things we can't think of the words to put it in.
因为常常我们的心想要说一些东西，但是我们的脑袋想不出用什么字。
Because our language is very limited. We have lots of feelings and lots of thoughts. We don't have words for them.
因为我们的语言是非常的有限，我们有很多的感情，有很多的意念，没有办法用语讲出来。
Catch all. It just catches anything you want it to mean.
所以哈利路亚是一个很大的字，它就能够囊括的你想要表达的任何的意思，所以常常被人用。
Just what it does do.
因为这就是它的功用。
And so you find it used in scripture.
所以你会发现在圣经里面用，在世界各地都被人使用。
I've been in over 60 countries and ministered over 60 countries.
我曾经去过60多个国家，在60多个国家服侍过。
But it's not a word that's well known. We have a church.
我没有发现有哪个地方人们不知道哈利路亚这个字的。
It's the most south church in the whole world.
我们有一个教会是在全世界最南端的教会。
It's a city called Ushuaia.
那个城市的名字就是那个。
What? It's way down at the south point of South America.
这是在南美的最南端。
And then you go beyond the south point, a little island, a little further.
然后你要从那个南端的再往南一点的一个岛上。
It's the most south city in the world.
那是世界上最难的城市。
And we have a church there.
我们在那里有一间教会。
And they still sing Hallelujah.
他们仍然在唱 Hallelujah.
I don't know about the most north place, but I wouldn't be surprised you'll find it there too.
我不晓得最北的城市是哪一个，但是我想在那个地方我们也一样会听到 Hallelujah.
Here east of Taiwan.
在东方的台湾。
And it goes west as far as you round, go all the way around west, and you come to Taiwan again, and they still sing Hallelujah.
然后你一直往西走，一直绕着走，然后你又到了台湾，他们还是在唱 Hallelujah.
So it's a good word.
所以这是一个很好的字。
And that's why it's used a lot.
这就是为什么它常常被人用。
Because it relieves your heart.
因为它能够释放你的心。
You're not trying to think of what kind of words to put it in.
让你不用想说你到底要放哪一种字进去。
So, Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, 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 Amen, Amen, Hallelujah, Amen, Hallelujah, Amen, Hallelujah, Amen, Hallelujah, Amen.Hallelujah, Hallelujah, 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 Amen, Amen, Hallelujah, Amen, Hallelujah, Amen, Hallelujah, Amen, Hallelujah, Amen.
Now I'll show you how it can mean something else so different.
我要跟你们讲怎么样这个字可以表达一个完全不同的意思。
Give me about two keys higher. Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Hallelujah.Same word means something so different, doesn't it?
现在同样的字，但是它的意义非常的不同了。
Something within you wants to say something else, but it uses the same word.
你里面有一些东西想要表达一些意思，但是你用的是同样的字。
Because we've changed it to praise the Lord.
因为我们本来是在赞美主。
To we worship the Lord.
现在就变成了我们敬拜主。
And our heart wants to raise up.
我们的心想要扬起来
In a different way of saying thank you, Lord.
用一种不同的方式来说主啊谢谢你
Hallelujah, Hallelujah. 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 That gives me time to think.
这个给我时间能够去想哈。
We're looking once more at this wonderful, wonderful person that visited our planet once in our own history.
我们要再一次来看这位奇妙奇妙的人，他曾经在我们的历史上有一次来造访我们这个世界。
Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
就是耶稣基督，神的儿子。
It would be nice if he could visit it every generation.
如果他在每一个世代都能够来拜访的话，那会很好。
I would like to be with Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John, and walk with Jesus and see those wonderful things, wouldn't you?
我也很乐意能够跟马太、马可、约翰他们跟耶稣一起同行，看到那些奇妙的事情。
But if he did, the same thing would happen. He'd be crucified again. We wouldn't.
但是如果他那样子做的话，同样的事情就会发生，我们会把他钉十字架。
Because we can't stand somebody around us that's too good.
因为我们周围如果有哪一位太好了，我们没有办法忍受。
That's a strange thing about it.
这一点是很奇怪的。
When somebody's too good, it makes us feel bad.
如果有哪一位太好了，就让我们觉得自己很坏。
And then when he shows he has wonderful powers with God, it makes us feel worse.
然后当他显明他在神面前有很奇妙的能力，就让我们觉得自己更糟糕。
And so they, as you know, they ended up, he managed to stay alive on earth for 3 years.
所以你知道他好不容易在世界上又生活了三年。
Wonderful things.
行各种各样奇妙的事情。
Healing lots of people and delivering lots of people from devils.
医治了很多人，也叫很多被鬼的得释放。
Working many miracles.
他行了很多的神迹。
And who knows what wonderful things he would have done if he'd lived40 more years.
谁知道如果他能够多活40年还会做出什么奇妙的事情。
But man could only stand him about 3 years and say, let's get rid of him, he's too good.
人只能够忍受他三年，就说他太好了，我们要把他除掉。
He's so good, he makes us feel bad.
他太好了，让我们觉得自己很坏。
So that's why he doesn't come in every generation.
这就是为什么他不会每一个世代都来。
Because he'd be crucified every generation.
因为这样子的话，他每一个世代都会被钉十字架的。
Nevertheless, we looked at what he did do.
然而我们看了他确实做过什么事情。
And why he came and what he is able to do even now.
他甚至现在能够做什么。
Because though we crucified him,
因为我们把他钉了十字架。
Though we killed him,
我们杀死了他。
He didn't stay dead.
但是他并没有一直的死。
That was a terrible shock to his enemies.
那对他的仇敌是一个很可怕的震惊。
But he didn't stay dead.
但是他没有一直的死下去。
And he is alive today.
他今天活着。
But we're going to go to look at, actually we're looking at Matthew 9.
我们有看了马太福音第九章。
But the story is a little more complete in Mark 2, so we're going to Mark 2.
但是那个故事呢，在马可福音第二章里面比较完全。
A more complete story.
所以我们来看马可福音第二章这个故事比较完整。
And so Mark 2.
所以马可福音第二章。
And we'll read from 1 to 11.
我们要从第一节读到十一节。
You can go to 12.
可以读到十二节。过了一些日子，耶稣又进了加百农，人听见他在房子里，就有许多人聚集，甚至连门前都没有空地。耶稣就对他们讲道，有人带着一个摊子来见耶稣，是用四个人抬来的，因为人多不得进前，就把耶稣所在的房子拆了房顶，既拆通了，就把摊子连所躺卧的褥子都垂下来。耶稣见他们的信心，就对摊子说，小子，你的罪赦了。有几个文士坐在那里，心里议论说，这个人为什么这样说呢？他说健忘的话了，除了神以外，谁能赦罪呢？耶稣心中知道他们心里这样议论，就说，你们心里为什么这样议论呢？或对摊子说，你的罪赦了，或说起来拿你的褥子行走，哪一样容易呢？但要叫你们知道，人子在地上有赦罪的权柄，就对摊子说，我吩咐你起来拿你的褥子回家去吧。那人就起来，立刻拿着褥子，当众人面前出去了，以致众人都惊奇，归荣耀与神，说：“我们从来没有见过这样的事。”
This is an extraordinary story.
这是一个很不寻常的故事。
And as we look at it and see what happened,
当我们看这故事，看到发生的事情，
we find some very unusual actions.
我们发现有一些很不寻常的举动。
These people had believed and understood that Jesus could heal even what we call a complete paralyzed body.
这些人他们相信而且明白耶稣能够医好一个完全瘫痪的身体。
Probably what we'd call a quadriplegic.
或许就是我们称的残障的人。
And that took a measure of faith, definitely.
这需要相当的信心，这是一定的。
Because a quadriplegic is a very helpless person.
因为四肢残障的人，他们是非常无助的。
And not only helpless,
不只是无助，
but miserable.
而且是很可怜的。
Absolutely miserable.
是完全的可怜的。
And there have been a few that have been able to rise above the helplessness and the hopelessness of their situation.
有少数的人，他们能够在那种无助、没有盼望的情况里面能够起来。
But this was not one of those type of people.
但是圣经上这样这个人，他不是那一种人。
And he had some friends.
他有一些朋友。
And I don't know whether they persuaded him or he persuaded them.
我不晓得是朋友说服了他，还是他去说服了朋友。
But they were persuaded if they could get to this miracle worker, Jesus.
但是他们就深深相信，他们只要能够到这位行神迹的耶稣面前，
that he could be healed.
这个人就可以得医治。
Now, just why he was sick, we don't know.
这个人为什么生病，我们不知道。
But one thing we know, he was paralyzed.
但是我们知道一样，就是他是瘫痪的。
And so they decided to take him, carry him in a bed because he couldn't walk or anything.
所以他们就决定要把他带着褥子带过去，因为他没有办法走路，没有办法做什么事情。
And they did not have wheelchairs in those days.
在那个时代，他们没有轮椅。
That's kind of a modern invention.
这是现代的发明。
So they carried him.
所以他们就带着他
to this house.
把他抬到这个房子。
But oh dear.
但是天哪。
A lot of people got there first.
有很多人早就已经到那里了。
I mean, the place was packed.
那个地方挤满了人。
I mean, they're all around outside.
他们甚至都在房子的周围。
I mean, so many that they couldn't get in the windows.
人太多了，甚至没有办法从窗户进去。
And what to do?
那要怎么办呢？
Well, most people would have said, well, bad luck.
大部分的人会说，哎呀，运气不好。
Chinese like good luck.
中国人喜欢好运。
This man had bad luck.
这个人他有坏运。
And he could have just turned around and got home.
他本来也可以转过身就回去了。
But they didn't.
但是他们没有这样子。
They walked around the house several times.
他们就在房子周围绕了好几次。
And they perhaps could hear a few words dimly coming out the window.
他们想或许能够从窗户外面像是听到一点模模糊糊的几个字说出来了。
But he had to get to this miracle worker.
但是他们一定要到这个行神迹的耶稣面前。他们一定要到耶稣的面前。
How?
怎么去呢？
All these people around.
有这么多人在周围。
If you tried to crowd through,
如果你试着要从群众当中挤过去的话，
well, the crowd would get angry with them and hurt them.
群众就会生他们的气去伤害他们。
Fight them away.
就会把他们给打走。
What to do?
要怎么办呢？
Bad luck, go home.
坏运气不好，回家吧。
But if I go home, I stay this way.
但是如果我回家的话，我就继续这样下去。
And that's a pretty miserable condition to stay in.
要停留在那样子的光景里面是很悲惨的。
When people are very miserable.
当人们非常悲惨的时候。
Even a little bit of hope is wonderful.
甚至一点点的盼望都是奇妙的。
And he had a little hope.
他有一点点的盼望。
And he believed if I can get in there.
他相信如果我能够进到那个里面去。
So they decided to do something.
所以他们决定做一件事情。
Let's get in anyway.
不管怎么样，我们要进去。
If we can't get in the doors.
如果我们没有办法从门进去。
And we can't get in the windows.
也没有办法从窗户进去。
Well, let's break in.
那我们就闯进去。
That wasn't their house.
那不是他们的房子。
And Jesus was down there speaking to all these people, just crowded place.
耶稣就在那边跟很多人讲话，那里是一个很拥挤的地方。
And the first thing they knew, there was some dust coming down out of the ceiling.
那边人发现的第一件事情就是从天花板上有一些灰尘下来了。
What's going on up there?
上面怎么搞的？
And they couldn't say anything, do anything, because Jesus went on talking.
他们没有办法做什么，也没有办法说什么，因为耶稣继续在讲话。
Noises.
有吵的声音。
Had to be more careful to listen.
但所以他们就要听得更仔细了。
And more debris came down.
然后有更多的碎片掉下来。
I mean, you can't break through a roof without a lot of debris coming down.
你要从这个屋顶上给下来，一定会有很多的碎片掉下来的。
Dust.
会有灰尘。
And bits of masonry, because they're probably tiles.
还有一些砖的一部分掉下来。
And probably a few bugs.
或许还有一些虫子。
A few creepy crawling creatures.
还有一些在那边爬的很丑的东西。
They like to hide in roofs.
他们喜欢藏在屋顶里面。
It all came sprinkling down.
他们通通的就这样子洒下来了。
It was a very unique service.
那是一个非常独特的聚会。
I've never had a whole, held a service like that.
我从来没有举行过像那样子的聚会。
I've held a service where there are lots of bugs.
我曾经举行聚会的时候有很多虫。
I've seen had to swallow a few.
我还得吞下几个。
But I've never had one as bad as that.
但是我从来没有聚会像那样糟的。
And Jesus went right on talking.
耶稣还是继续的讲话。
So people just had to sit there. They couldn't get out anyway. Too many people.
所以人们只好继续坐在那里听，因为人太多了，他们也没有办法出去。
So it got into their hair.
所以那个东西就到他们头发上。
Down their necks.
到他们的脖子。
It was a miserable time.
那是一个很不好受的时候。
And then you can't break through a roof without making some noise, quite a bit of noise.
而且你如果要从要把这屋顶给拆了，一定会制造出噪音，而且是很多的噪音。
And when they began to break through, it was not just dust that came down; it was chips.
当他们开始从屋顶上要下来的时候，不只是灰尘，而且是有碎片。
And bits of pieces.
有一片一片的。
And for all they knew, one of those big tile would come down on somebody's head.
他们想说，搞不好有一些大的砖块会掉到人家的头上。
I wouldn't be surprised; quite a few would run away if they could get out.
我想如果 有一些人他们能够出去的话，他们一定会赶快跑走的。
And when finally they had a big hole, it takes a big hole to let a bed down through.
终于他们有了一个大洞，你要让一个床铺能够下来的话，需要一个很大的洞。
And they wrecked that roof.
他们把那个屋顶都搞坏了。
I hope they went back and repaired it.
我希望他们有回去修好。
And I don't know what the owner must have thought.
我不晓得那个主人怎么想。
He probably wanted to run out andTell him what he thought about them.
他或许想跑出去跟那些人告诉
他的想法。
说你如果不下来的话，我要去叫警察了。
The poor fellow, he was in and couldn't get out either.
但是那个可怜的家伙，他在里面，他也出不去。
And he had to sit there and watch his roof come apart.
他只好坐在那边看他的屋顶给拆坏了。
I wouldn't be surprised some tears came down. My roof, my roof, my roof.
我想他一定流了一点眼泪，说：“哎，我的屋顶啊，我的屋顶。”
And he had to watch it.
他得只得看着。
And the hole got bigger and bigger and bigger.
然后那个洞越来越大，越来越大，越来越大。
What are they doing?
他们到底在干什么？
The people inside didn't know why this was happening.
里面的人不晓得为什么发生了这样的事情。
Of course, we know the end of the story.
当然我们知道这个故事的结局。
But they did not know the end of the story.
可是那些人不晓得故事的结局。
They just saw it happen.
他们只看到这事情发生了。
And it kept on happening.
而且继续的在发生。
And Jesus kept on talking.
耶稣继续的讲话。
Didn't pay attention.
耶稣一点都没有管那个。
And he didn't call up to them.
也没有叫他们。
What's going on up there?
上面怎么搞啦？
Be quiet, I'm speaking.
安静一点，我在讲话。
No, he just went on.
没有，耶稣就继续的讲。
And they went on.
他们也继续的拆。
And the hole got bigger.
那个洞更大了。
They didn't know it, but they were making a sunroof.
他们不晓得，但是他们是在造一个，就是阳光能够进来的。
Until finally got so big.
终于那个洞变得很大了。
That they could tie ropes to the corners of the bed.
他们能够把那个床
and lower it down right in front of Jesus.
四脚给这样垂下来，然后就把它放到耶稣的面前。
Now, if it was in front of Jesus, that means that the hole was in front of him too.
如果那个床到了耶稣的面前，意思就是洞也是在他的面前。
That means he got things in his hair too.
这个意思是说，耶稣的头发上也沾了很多东西。
And things down his neck too.
他的脖子也有很多东西了。
He paid no attention to it.
他根本都没有注意。
Of course, if he didn't pay much attention to, the people could had to pretend that they didn't pay attention either.
当然，如果既然耶稣都不去注意的话，那些人也得假装他们不在意了。
I don't think many knew what the sermon was about that day.
我想那天知道耶稣讲到在讲什么的人不多。
Do you, Sammy? No. They could tell all about what the roof was made out of.
他们都能够知道那个屋顶是用什么材料做的。
But they couldn't tell much about the sermon.
但是他们关于讲到在讲什么，他们讲不出来多少。
But the work kept going on until they left the man right down in front of him.
但是那个话语就继续不断地讲，直到那个人已经到了耶稣的面前。
And then it says,
然后这里说，讲了一句很奇怪的话。
Everybody saw this hole in the roof.
每个人看见的都是屋顶的洞。
Getting bigger and bigger.
那个洞越来越大，越来越大，越来越大。
Everybody saw these four people peering down through the hole and seeing what's going on.
每个人都看到这四个人从屋顶上下来，在看怎么回事。
Everybody saw this bed coming down.
每个人都看到这个床下来了。
And they had to make room for it, or else it'd step on their heads.
他们还得让出地方来，不然的话就会降到他们的头上了。
But Jesus, he saw something different.
但是耶稣看到的东西不一样。
He saw their faith.
他看见了他们的信心。
That's what it says, see?
圣经上是这样说的。
When he saw their faith.
耶稣见他们的信心。
Now sometimes we can see what we're looking for, can't we?
有时候我们能够看到我们在找的东西。
He saw their faith.
他看见了他们的信心。
He saw that they had a real need.
他看见他们有真正的需要。
And they were determined.They were persistent.
而且他们有决心，他们非常的坚持。
They believed if they could get their friend there, he would be healed.
他们相信只要能够把他们的朋友带到那里，那个人就会得医治。
And nothing was going to stop them, not even a neighbor's roof.
没有人能够阻止他们，甚至邻居的屋顶也都不能够阻止他们。
Tear the roof apart.
把屋顶拆坏好了。
That can be fixed.
那个可以给修好的。
But.My friend can't be fixed unless he gets to Jesus.
但是我的朋友除非到耶稣的面前，不然没有办法被修好。
And so Jesus saw their faith.
所以耶稣看见了他们的信心。
Now he always looks for things different than we look for things.
耶稣所看的东西总是跟我们看的不一样。
He sees things different than we do.
他对事情的看法跟我们不同。
He sees things that we would never see.
他看到的事情是我们永远都不会去看的。
I confess.
我承认。
I'm sure that if I was there, I would not see their faith.
我相信如果是我在场的话，我不会看到他们的信心。
I would more likely see their faces and make faces at them.
我比较可能的看到他们的脸，而且去跟他们扮鬼脸。
And I would be seething inside.
我里面一定会很不高兴。
And the only thing I could see is what I'd be doing when I got outside and tell those people what I thought of them.
我能够看的只是想说好等到我出去到外面一定要告诉那些人我对他们是什么样的想法
But Jesus saw it as a good thing and everybody else saw it as a bad thing
但是耶稣看这件事情是个好事其他的人却看这个是一个坏事
We assume some people were figuring out how much it would cost to fix that
我想一定有人在算说哦，要修那个不晓得花多少钱呢
And I'm sure the owner was thinking how much it will cost me to fix it
我想那个主人也在想这个我不晓得花多少钱才修得好